AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Day one at the British Open is in the books. Graham Agos reports.
Local favourite Tommy Fleetwood, Georgia Tech amateur Christo Lamprecht, and the Argentinian Emiliano Grillo share a one-shot lead after the first round of the British Open. All three fired 5-under-66s, and for the 6-foot-8-inch Lamprecht, it was one of the lowest ever rounds by an amateur at the Open Championship.
Baseball, the Braves ended a four-game losing streak by topping the Diamondbacks 7-5, a victory made possible in large part by a three-run homer from Austin Riley.
When I'm going good, it's up the middle, trying to hit the fastball in the right center gap. And like I said, it allows me to stay on that off speed and was able to do that.
The Brewers shut out Philadelphia 4-0. After the game, Milwaukee skipper Craig Counsell had a tip of the cap for his starter and winner, Corbin Burns.
Yeah, I mean, the first three innings were almost like perfect. I'm not sure he missed any pitches. The curveball started out really, really good for sure. And, that he planted that seed with the hitters.
The Brew Crew maintains a 2.5 game lead over Cincinnati in the National League Central after the Reds beat the Giants 5-1. Meanwhile, the Orioles enjoy a one-game lead in the American League East after downing the second-place Rays 4-3. AP correspondent Dave Ferry reports.
The Birds coughed up a two-run lead in the seventh, but won it on Colton Cowser's sacrifice fly and Felix Bautista's two scoreless innings of relief. Orioles manager Brandon Hyde.
How about Felix Bautista? I'm so lucky to have him. He's just the reason why he can pitch the 10th is because he has such an efficient ninth. He throws under 10 pitches in the ninth inning.
Kyle Gibson was in line for the win, leaving with a 3-1 lead in the seventh before Yandy Diaz hit a two-run double.
And the Astros beat the A's 3-1. Pro football, NFL owners have unanimously approved the sale of the Washington Commanders to a group led by Josh Harris. The price tag? A North American sports franchise record $6.05 billion. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.